In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. You may be seated. Well, in this morning's gospel, we see Jesus speaking unto his disciples the parable concerning the unjust steward. And this steward is asked to give an account for his spending. As verse 1 of Luke's gospel states, there was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. Now, it's worth mentioning that it wasn't the rich man who discovered the steward's wrongdoing on his own, but an accusation was brought to him, meaning that others had witnessed what was going on, how the steward was behaving, and sought out the rich man to give him a report. This tells us that whomever brought this accusation to light both knew this steward and the rich man, meaning there is a perception about how the steward should have been conducting himself according to the standards of his master. But he clearly wasn't. You see, the way in which one lives their life is made known to many. As Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16, by their deeds you will know them. And so in verse 2, the rich man calls the steward unto him, saying, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward. Hearing such words cut to the heart of the steward, he's exposed, fearful, and perhaps even a moment of helplessness grips him. He stands before his master in shame. He is undone. If he can no longer be his steward, what will he be? And once word spreads to others about what he has done, who could trust him? He'd no doubt become an outcast, mocked as being that man who squandered his master's riches. And we know that the steward